Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
If a caterpillar can crawl up a tree and weave a cocoon around him and emerge as a beautiful butterfly, why think it strange that God can change a human heart and erase the hatred and bitterness of sin, replacing it with love and joy? This remarkable change, of course, is not psychological. It is supernatural, and the supernatural involves God. In the 3rd century, Cyprian, a wealthy noble who enjoyed galloping around Carthage in his golden chariot, wrote a letter to a Christian friend. He said that he could not possibly conceive of how his life could be changed. He mentioned some of the vices which he so enjoyed. Yet eventually, Cyprian was converted to Jesus Christ. His life changed drastically. The result? He eventually became one of the early church fathers. What happened to him has happened to millions of people and still happens to people today. How do you explain this remarkable transformation in the lives of people? Some, of course, would try to tell you that it's strictly psychological. The answer goes much deeper than that. Jesus talked much about this transformation, and he used such simple terms that it is impossible for us to misunderstand. He said simply, "I tell you the truth. Unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Being born again spiritually results in transformation. James Kennedy says, "The message of the entire Bible could be summed up in 3 words: creation or generation, degeneration, and regeneration." Some things in life can't be adequately explained, but they can be experienced, such as the experience that Jesus talked about. Charles Spurgeon, the British preacher of the last century, said that the natural man, the unregenerated man, can no more understand what the new birth is or what spiritual things are than a horse can understand astronomy. Being born again is not the result of turning over a new leaf, nor is it the result of your own goodness. To the contrary, your personal goodness stands between you and this experience. It's much easier for people who live among the dregs of society to be born again than for good people who are kind, but who are in need of this just as the worst man or woman alive. Are there some simple steps that you can follow to be born again, using the term Jesus used? Here are 3 guidelines which can change your life. Guideline number 1. Acknowledge your personal, individual need of this remarkable experience. The Bible says simply that our rebellion against God is sin. Paul said, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." So the first step is saying, "God, I want this experience." Guideline number 2. Believe on Jesus Christ as the Son of God. Believe the simple record that He lived, died, and rose again. Paul put it like this: "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved." That term "saved" means the same thing as being born again. It's that simple. Guideline number 3. Confess Jesus Christ as your Lord. This means going public, running up your flag, identifying with Him as your Lord. Again, Paul wrote that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Remember, friend, if God can change a caterpillar into a butterfly, He can change your life. If a person is in Christ, said Paul, he's a new person.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.